I don't know if you want to. All along there, like 1280, 1294, then of course us, and then 1458 is the Trout Hollow. Then next to the Trout Hollow, one down is 1520. There's two units there. And then there's the home acreage that's just down a few doors, but on the left. Then we get to the River Point. There's there. Then Foggy River had 1, 2, 3, 4, just on Foggy River there. And I'm not saying that I know that if they're special use or not. Those were just listed like on VRBO or Airbnb.
On Airbnb, on a website.
Some of those. So.
And I believe the big one is the Homestead Acres down there to the west. Within the last 3-4 years, that was in the red, and that got approved for NR1.
I don't know, but I think it's been longer than that, but I could be wrong.
I believe
time,
it was
time
built
away.
When we owned. Okay. So that's where I'm going now.
Gotcha.
And that was obviously approved in NR1. And that's more even in a more residential area.
We do have some investigations on some of them.
Okay.
Some complaints.
Okay.
Just a couple houses down from them.
Okay.
That people were upset with. So,
okay.
At being complaint-driven, we don't go out searching, only if someone has an issue.
Right.
So that's why.
Yeah, otherwise, we'd have to man up a lot of staff.
I'd need
start
a force.
Charging, and we'd have to start charging everybody that does do nightly rentals a huge fee to be able to
police
offset
it.
The cost of the policing. Of it, so. Okay.
Do you have any questions for the petitioner, Mr. Keyes?
I do not.
Okay. Mr. Williams, do you have any more?
No.
Okay. I don't have any questions this time, so thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I would ask, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or opposition of this project? Dorothy, do you have anything?
Not
today. Okay, thanks.
Did anybody speak in opposition at the plan zoning at the board meeting?
They did not.
Okay. I'll go ahead and close the public hearing if there's no questions for the petitioners before we move forward. No? Okay. I'll go ahead and close the public hearing then. And then discussion amongst the commission if needed. Discussion, Mr. Keyes?
No.
Okay. All right. Entertain a motion to either approve or deny, either way.
Move to deny order number 05-19-2025-04.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That will conclude our planning and zoning rezone request this morning. We'll move on with our agenda. Next, we have our approval of field dirt agreement with Michael Jennings. That's it. I'm sorry.
We didn't understand your decision.
There was a motion to deny, and it passed. Bothering me.
We don't have anybody, nothing else major coming up.
I think,
thank you.
Jack will need that.
Okay. Any questions on this?
I have none.
No. Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Michael Jennings and Tina County.
have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a field note agreement with David Easley.
Move to approve field note agreement by and between David Easley and Linda Easley, husband and wife in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack. All right. Next, we have the approval of SB 190 applications. With us this morning, we have Ms. Dorothy Keys from Taney County Clerk's Office. We do have a list from our Taney County Collector, Ms. Mona Cope, with a recommendation of approval for numbers 1460 through 1571.
We don't have any to deny.
No denials this morning.
Any questions, guys?
No.
None?
Move to approve the SB 190 applications numbers 1460 through 1571.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a Sheriff's Department Roundtable at 9:30. I have 9:37. We'll be in recess at this time.